Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
New York City, Puerto Rico decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippies. The whippies.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war. You know the spiel already. If you don't know it by now, then go and download my episodes from iTunes. You know, like 500 other people have already this week. Like to thank everyone that has been downloading the shows. If you're downloading my shows, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'm actually in the process of putting up all the shows that I have done so far this year on YouTube, because YouTube has just given me another weapon to use against the New World Order. What may you say? They have blessed me with the privilege of uploading longer videos, which means I could upload documentaries, which means I'm going to be uploading 2001 A Space Odyssey by my friend and colleague Glenn Zarmanoff of We Are Change New Jersey, and also 9/11/2001, The Year We Made Contact, part 2 of Space Odyssey, again done by Glenn Zarmanoff. This is going to be going on YouTube in its entirety. No part 1, no part 2, no part, none of that stupidity nonsense. And so this is going to be fun. Oh goodness. All right. Hopefully this is not going to come out fucked up. Hold on. Someone was just trying to. So, yeah. Actually, I also want to get into my weekend before I get to the news. I was actually going to start talking about my weekend, but yesterday we were having an interview with Martin Hill. Definitely check him out. Check out the show yesterday. Even though I couldn't upload the high quality version of the show yesterday because of technical issues, so hopefully hopefully it doesn't sound too messed up. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. Louis special. I am special. Deal with it. I don't know why YouTube is doing this for me, letting me upload longer videos. I don't have their ads running on my site. I think it's because of the fact that I have 96 things. I don't have any commercials. So Yeah, no, over the weekend, went to, on Saturday, went to Jersey to hang out with the guys there with We Are Change New Jersey, and had a little powwow. That was fun. Afterwards, I had to skedaddle, because I had a blind date set up by a former friend. She, in the questioning with what kind of girl I was looking for, specifically I said to my friend, and what my friend, I would call her Stacy. My friend Stacy, who set me up. Actually, no, it was actually Rosemary, who was the Crotch Shot Girl of the Month. Rosemary actually set me up on a date with somebody, and I specifically said no one with kids. Because I truly believe that if there are kids in the relationship, you are not going to fall in love with someone with an already made family. It's impossible. Kids get in the way. And how they get in the way is they have to worry about childcare, on getting a date. They're not always available to go on a date. Because they have to worry about a kid and be a parent and raise their kids. Forget about getting laid. Because, A, they have to worry about getting home in time to tuck their kid in bed. You can't go to their place. And actually hanging out with a kid when you're dating their mom is kind of, really kind of, creepy. Because indirectly, it seems like you're dating them, and that's kind of freaking, child molestish. It's like people look at you if the kid is misbehaving, and they look at you like you're the dad, and people just assume you're the dad if the parent takes the kid to, on the date, which has happened to me, and I've spoke about that in the past. And I don't care what anybody says, it is not wrong to pursue sex on the first day, especially if you have history with the person. But with this one, I was going to be the gentleman. I wasn't expecting sex on the first date, of course not. Because, you know, I would say, hey, let's try something different, you know? But my friend, Rosemary, she told me she doesn't have any kids. So We go. I meet her. I didn't pick her up. We met at the restaurant. We go. We sat down. We start discussing. First question out of my mouth: do you have kids? I don't know why I asked. After my friend confirmed it, well, not confirmed. After my friend told me that she didn't have kids, but I figured, hey, let me ask. She told me no. 30 minutes pass, and out of nowhere comes a picture of her 6-year-old daughter. Yes, the girl that I was there with, we'll call her, her name was Jennifer. Jennifer says, no, I don't have any kids. She's like, oh, okay, fine. So she pulls out a picture of her 6-year-old daughter. I didn't react. I didn't say nothing. I wasn't going to, you know, say, well, you lied to me. You lied to me. Because that's so fucking immature. I mean, how are you going to argue with someone for lying to you about them having kids? I'm like, really? It's like, oh, okay, you lied to me. All right, well, this is the first time me meeting her. I made the decision that I did not want to. This was like strike 1, 2, and 3. Because she lied to me. Lied to my face. On the first date. I mean, really, the first date really doesn't matter. The first date does not matter. I know, like, you know, first impressions and all that crap. But still. You know, it's like, who gives a fuck what you think? It's like, you know, I really don't give a shit what you think. You don't like me for me, then good. It's good I find out early, you know? And I found out she had a kid, and I was lied to. And you know what? I don't like being lied to, because I really don't like to lie to people. You know? I try not to lie to people. I mean, I really been honest with... I'm honest with a lot of people 100% of the time. Because I don't feel the need to hide. So... I decided to make a break for it. I decided to make a break for it, yes. I acted like, hey, you know, because the restaurant was getting kind of drafty because we were by the entrance. So I said, hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick, wash up before the meal gets there. So, go, get up, put my coat on. Went to the bathroom, you know, did my business, washed my hands, waited a few minutes, looked at her, saw she wasn't looking, and snuck the fuck out. Left her. The meal didn't even get there, because I was starving. Pissed off, too, because I ordered me a burger, and, you know how Louis B. loves his beef. I don't give a fuck what you people say. Beef is delicious. Yes, and I left her with the bill. Yeah, no, I've done this before, Dive Man. I have bounced out on girls and left them with the bill when their behavior was not up to snuff. I've done this to two other people. First one was, you know, the chick brought her mother on the date. And they were ignoring the fuck out of me. And every time I tried talking to the daughter, the mother would be like, excuse me, I'm talking to my daughter. And I was like, what? I'm paying. They expected me to pay for her meal, her mother's meal. And none of them were sucking my dick. So I was like, fuck this. So I left. Second time, was a girl. This girl was talking on the phone and arguing with her ex-boyfriends. And apparently, when they found out she was on a date, they decided to try to ruin my date. And she let them ruin the date because she wanted to stay on the phone and argue with them. I tried to take the phone out of her ear. I said, "Excuse me, bitch, you're on my time." But she's like, "Never take away a phone from a girl." I was like, I'd rather shove this shit up your cunt, but, you know. So I decided to bounce out on her, too, and leave her with the bill, because I figured, hey, apparently I ain't worth shit. So, you know. So I bounced out. This is the third time I bounced out on a chick and left her with the bill, especially. So, you know, don't ignore me, especially if I'm paying the bill. Don't talk on a fucking cell phone while you're on a date arguing with some other dude. If, you know. And, you know, and don't lie. I mean, seriously. So I decided to bounce out. You know. And Christy's taking it personally for some reason. Because she hates when I start talking like this. And then she comes out with a whole bunch of other things like, oh, well, men do that too. Again, that argument is moot. It's moot. Because I don't date men. I date women. So I don't know what it's like to date a man because, you know, I'm not a faggot. I'm sure my immaturity. Oh, I should have just stayed and paid. Yeah. I should have just stayed and rewarded bad behavior by giving her, hey, you tricked me into a date. Here's a free meal. It's like me scamming a chick for her pussy, Christy. It's like scamming a chick saying, oh, baby, I love you. I want to marry you just to get you in bed. Knowing full well you're just a jump off. Same thing. I mean, why put up with that behavior? No, you get up and leave. If she thinks she's so important or she thinks that you're so low, then apparently she is woman enough to pay the bill. Nothing. Christy saying nothing wrong with leaving, but making her pay for her food, is pretty bad. I would have been honest and said, "Look, this isn't working." Yeah, but Christy, again, she lied. I felt like she didn't deserve an explanation. She didn't deserve an explanation. Actually, no. It's technically her food because I didn't eat it, and she got the privilege of paying for it and taking it home to her bastard daughter. Two wrongs don't make a right. I don't think what I did was wrong. Of course, what I did wasn't wrong. Why would I confront? Why should I confront? No. Sometimes there's no reason for confrontation. There is absolutely zero reason for confrontation. Because you know that the person that you confront or the person that you explain is not going to get the fucking point. Because you know what, dude? Most women are thick-headed. They get an idea in their head, and they're so fucking stubborn, they don't see it your way. And look, let's face it. Nowadays, because of the way women are taught in the media, by influenced by feminism, that all men are a piece of shit. And I consider myself a decent dude. You know, I don't rape chicks. I don't fucking smack them. I've never hit a woman before. You know, I shook the shit out of one once. I swung at a chick, but I pulled my punch so I didn't hit her when she kicked me in the balls. I used to get my ass handed to me by chicks in junior high school because they wanted to prove that they weren't attracted to me because they would get teased and like, oh, you like Louie, you like fat boys. Oh my God, you're so cute. You like him. You're gonna be his wife. And just to prove to their friends, they will come and scratch my face and kick me in the balls. Yeah, and I had to take that shit. Because it's wrong to hit a girl. It's wrong to hit a girl. So, you know, I would just, you know, cover up and take it like a man. No, I'm not, look, I don't hate women. I don't. I just hate what they do. I really just hate, I hate their behavior. I don't hate women. I don't hate women because, hey, I got women that I care for. There are women that, you know, and you know what? And guess what? I'm probably the biggest fucking hypocrite because I'm telling my 15-year-old cousin, check this. You know, I'm telling her, look, don't have sex. It's going to ruin your life. The moment you have a kid, your life is over. No man's going to want to put up with your shit. Don't, at 15... Get your education first, get your degree, then think about getting serious with a dude. But, you know, this whole sex thing, you gotta be mad careful with this. Boys are fucking scam artists when it comes to the vagina. I'm telling my 15-year-old cousin this. I'm telling boys will scam the pants off you. But here, check this out. You could use it as a weapon. Check this out. This is what a boy wants. You could get whatever the fuck you want. You're a pretty girl. And you don't have to give nothing back. They're dumb. You know, once a guy gets to my age, they know better. And they learn if they're decent enough not to try to... treat a girl like a skank, or unless she already is a skank. And guys know when a girl's a skank. Come on. You know, guys learn how to deal with women in relationships by getting their asses handed to them. you know, by getting their asses, by, you know, just like having like one or two bad relationships, three relationships, where, you know, the chick treats you like a scumbag, and it's like, you really learn how to stop giving a fuck. You, like, really, in order to, like, to be a guy and date, you have to just learn how to keep your feelings out of it and just not give a fuck. Because chicks will test you. They will play every game in the book, try to make you react, try to make you chase them. Try to make you chase them, and they'll play the mind games to piss you off. You know, so basically what you do is, like, it's, and the best thing, and the best way to piss them off is act like you don't give a fuck. I mean, and really be, and really not give a fuck. It's like, oh, how cute, you're playing the game. All right, well, see you later. See you later. You know, it's like, really, really, if a person is, like, treating you like shit, why are you gonna give them time, though? It's like, that's what I think. I mean, it's like women that get abused. It's like, he's hitting me. Yeah, why you're in the vicinity of his punch? Why you're in his reach? Why don't you go call the cops, or better yet, and save tax dollars, shoot the motherfucker? I mean, hell, you're willing your rights to defend yourself. If he's kicking your ass, kill him. Yes. It's legal. It's self-defense. No, but he loves me. And I love him. I know he loves me. You know what? If a chick start kicking my ass, I'm moving. I'm going someplace else. You know? Because I know, and some people are like, oh, you wouldn't hit her back? No, because I know how the cops operate. Oh, you hit her? You hit a woman? I'm the one who's getting my ass raped in jail for the next 20 years. I know how the law is. You know, you just really, some chicks really just don't deserve respect, though. I mean, Chrissy's like, oh, you just be respectful. What for? They're not respectful. If they're not respectful to you as a human being, just go. Just bounce. You know? I mean, really, and actually, case in point, when it comes to chicks playing games, and I really gotta thank Christy for this, for actually teaching me this when dealing with scumbags that attack me, because I used to just get really pissed off. I used to take it to the ass all the time, just like, just get pissed off really bad. Now I just don't give a fuck. It's like, really? Thank you for the attention, asshole. Thank you, asshole. Yes, because they end up self-imploding. And that's what I've noticed with women that like to play head games. And I'm not saying all women. I know Chrissy's like, oh, you know, men do the same thing. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. Yeah, Axl Rose, yes. Somebody said tattle. Excuse me. Tattle in the TalkShoe chat room says, schizophrenic meth cooking ladies that don't like me. Okay. Alright, call in, Tattle. About schizophrenic meth cooking. You know, seriously, if you, hemorrhoids. Yep, I got another hater in the chat room. Thank you, asshole, for the ratings. Thank you for coming into my chat room on TalkShoe instead of going to my other chat room where a lot of my other listeners are on crotchoutradio.com/listen live. And, yeah, thank you for the ratings. If you love me, then thank you. If you hate me, then fuck you. Yeah, there you go. What was I? You know, it's yeah, this one chick I used to date, she played the mind game, like, oh, You know, she played the victim. She would play the victim. She was an emotional vampire. She really is. And I didn't know how to deal with it because, you know, I was 19 at the time. She's like, oh, I'm really fucked up. You know, I used to see my mom get beat. Two of her boyfriends used to pull a knife on her. And my dad smoked crack. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not gonna hurt you. And then she would play the game. You know, she tried to actually make me submissive. Is what was essentially what she was trying to do. And that's not my nature. It's like when someone tries to, get on a stallion, try to break a stallion, the stallion's gonna buck and buck hard. And fucking fling the rider off and teach him a thing or two about a thing or two. And then I realized what she was trying to do, and I'm like, I kept trying to be the nice guy, up until she cheated on me with her drug-dealing ex-boyfriend because she was stupid enough to fall for the line. Oh, why you with him? I've been with you since you were 16. You know, we have history. You don't barely know him. You know, so she fell for that. And that's how silly some chicks are. Some chicks are. So, but now I know how to handle it. And it's just don't give a fuck. It's like, okay. Because really, I see her now sometimes, and her life is shit. She has a kid now. The father, the drug dealer, is in jail. So, I win. Yeah. I just love how these people, they like to come into my chat room and try to make me talk about them and, you know, and prove that they're the biggest cowards because they don't call in. They don't dare call in. So, anyways, hold on. This just said, ladies and gentlemen, remember, it is 10:27 p.m. Remember about infinite love and consciousness. Shut up, Cherie. Honey, I love you. Infinite love, infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. I'm gonna go kill myself now. Infinite love. In consciousness. Oh, snap. That was, I'm sorry, that was a preview of Saturday's True Frequency. My bad. We are twin flame, bitch. Why am I doing Sam Kinison? Chris Gio is played by Sam Kinison. Infinite love! So, yeah. Again, crutchoutradio.com/listen-live title. If you want to see my ratings. You're still here listening. Thank you. Thank you for being my loyal listener. Because I know you come in under different names, so. Love my loyal listeners, include because most of them are my haters. I love you, baby. Let me worship you like a goddess. Loving consciousness. Infinite love. Oh, goodness. What I don't get about woman beaters are because I'm just smacking my hands together and I'm like backhanding my hand into my palm, and that shit hurts like a motherfucker. Because I'm doing it, like, with full blast, like I'm actually trying to knock someone the fuck out. How do wife beaters do that without hurting themselves? They probably grow calluses over time. It's like, you know. My motto is, if a chick gets me to the point that I want to hit her ass, I leave. Because she ain't the one. Seriously, if a chick gets you pissed off enough that you want to hit her ass, bounce now as soon as possible. You know, you don't want to, you know, seriously, you don't want to be going to jail because you hit a bitch. It's really sad because check this out. Think of it this way. You go to jail, your money's fucked up because you're not working, you're not earning money. Your love life is fucked up because obviously you can't, well, the sex you can get, you don't want. And the sex you want, you can't get while you're in jail. One of my stalkers ought to know all about that. And of course, they leave because they're cowards after, you know. And I didn't block them, so, huh, oh well. I love it how they come in here. Just start shit and leave. Anyways, El Quesadilla is in the talk show chat room. Just thinking. Yeah. Anyways, but that was the first part of the night. The date that I just bounced out on. So she calls me twice, cursing me out, saying that, you know, I'm not mad enough for her, that you know, real men take care, you know, date women with kids, and they take care of kids that don't belong to them. Real men do that. And I'm like, bitch, how do you know, what do you know what it's like to be a man? You know, this is what I'm thinking. I didn't answer. I didn't want to fight. Because I didn't want my night fucked up. I really didn't want to get pissed off. But this is the message I'm getting on my fucking voicemail. And then she called twice. She called again. She's like, oh, well, you're not going to be a good kid, good father to my child. Aha! Aha! You wanted me to be the father of your child. You're looking for daddy on the first date. Which is the same as me trying to get in her pants on the first night. Why is one right and the other wrong? Why? Because Susan B. Anthony tells you so. And everyone in the women's suffrage, they tell you, men ain't shit. Every fucking feminist says you ain't shit. Oh, Louis, you could have had a family. Yeah, but I want to have fun in making one. I don't need one already assembled. That's gay. You know, really. That's fucked up. It's like, you know, I could do the work. It's like cheating on an exam. You already got the answers. And an already made family that you will have absolutely no say in, but you have to pay all the bills for. Because it's not like I could tell the little girl what to do. It's like, don't tell me what to do. You ain't my dad. That's right. She's my daughter. Oh, really? But I pay her fucking clothing bills and our food bills. Oh, that doesn't matter. And it's 15, you must have worked hard. Wow. Yeah, 15 what? Apparently you don't know me. Ask your mama. Ask your mama what I can do. She was happy. Instant 15. Goodness. Imagine me having to deal with a fucking teenager. Oh, hell no. Everyone knows I hate little girls, and I fucking especially hate teenagers. I really hate teenagers, because they're fucking ignorant and stupid. And they pull some dumb shit for no reason. Oy. I give. You don't have any nuts, Tattle. What nuts can you give to the cause? You already, you got no balls. That's what I'm trying to say. He's like fucking with me in the talk show chat room. You got no balls, Tattle. Because you don't call in. All you do is you hide behind your fruity-ass fucking anonymous name. You say some dumb shit. Yeah, Casey's like, not when your nuts are in your mouth. So, Tattle, suck it, all right? Again, shit that no one will dare say to my face. No one dare say shit to my face. Because they know. They know. So, yeah. So, after I got those two calls, I ignored them and I deleted them and that was it. Got a call from my friend. Yelling at me, saying, why did I leave her alone? And I said, because you two lied to me. You two conspired and lied to me. And they're like, so what? So what? She's a good girl. She would have been good to you. Yeah, really? In between fucking bottle feedings, in between having to find a babysitter, you know. Rosemary, I spoke to your boyfriend. You fucked him on the first date. I mean, shit. So don't give me crap about, oh, all you want is sex, because shit, you're very accommodating. And really, the chick wasn't even good enough for me to have to wait for it anyways, much less have to work that much harder to get to know her, for her to get comfortable enough, because there's not enough time in the day, there's not enough time in the week for me to have to decide to convince her, and then the money spent. I mean, I end up saving a lot of money, really, by doing that, because I don't have to jump through hoops just for nothing. Because then, what if the father came back and said, baby, I miss you, I want to be a family again, I'd be shit out of luck. So it's really about at this point in my life, you know, especially with the economy the way it is, you gotta view dating like you're investing in the stocks. I want a gold or silver bitch. I want a bitch with intrinsic value. I don't want a bitch backed by fiat currency or by faith. I want a hard asset bitch. I want a bitch with hard assets. So anyways, yeah, moving on. After that was done, I went to go see my favorite band at my favorite bar, the Trash Bar in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Went to go, you guys really gotta check out the Crash Bar if you're ever in New York City, in Brooklyn. Especially the Williamsburg section. You know, the Trash Bar. You get to see a lot of live bands. This band that I play on the show, Section 8 Cartel. In fact, let me, yeah, Dive Man, suck it. I mean, Dive Man, you go down. You go down. So, come on. Don't start. I can make a lot of jokes. Don't start, Dive Man. I'm smart. Dive Man. So yeah, so Section 8 Cartel. You know, I filmed the concert in its entirety. It's on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/user/crutchoutradioshow and watch the 55 minute concert shot in HD video. I had a blast, man. It was, they played some new songs, and then afterwards, there was karaoke after the concert, and I sang, Journey, Separate Ways, Worlds Apart. One of my favorite Journey songs, and afterwards, I just bounced out, went home, and it was a lazy Sunday. Yeah. The Chronic, what goes on Narnia? Pass me the Chronic, what goes on Lazy Sunday. So, yeah, that's the name of the song by Chris Parnell and Andy Samberg. If you want to check that out. Yes, I know, they're two Jews. Yes, I know. Yes, because apparently you can't be entertained by Jews like white people were entertained by Bojangles and you know, come on. So I'm gonna take a quick break and then come back and give you two news stories before we close out. This is the live version. The live version of where is it? All of Shades of Grey. I found what I needed. So, oh no, before you leave, there you go. This is the live version of another one of their concerts that I shot, and I just pulled the audio because the quality was so good. So here it goes. This song is called Before You Leave. Woo! 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 I guess I'm this short.
Sorry. Did I say how beautiful?
That's right. That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Before You Leave, the live version. Check them out on YouTube, Section 8, and you spell 8 out. Section 8 is one word. Next word is Cartel on the Facebook. Check them out. They're fantastic. They do. They rock. They really do rock. They kick. They're kick-ass live. Especially Donnie, the guitarist, man. He freaking goes out, man. He damn near starts kicking people in the face. He kicks so high when he's really rocking out, man. It's fun. It's fun to see. Fun to watch. You can actually see it. See it on my YouTube channel. I uploaded it. It's yeah. Yeah, Dive Man is like kick-ass drummer and bass. Yeah, they actually got a new bassist. And I really do miss Junior, man. Junior was fantastic bassist, man. They got this new bassist. He's alright, but he doesn't bring the same energy as Junior did. The drummer Chris, he's fantastic. He's new, but he actually kicks some ass, so. The lead singer is Mike Estrella. So yeah, really check them out. Yeah, moving on. Yeah, they do. They're fantastic, dude. They're fantastic, Dive Man. They are tight. I'm sorry, I just gotta laugh at that one. Okay, Tattle, that was funny. Alright. Yeah, he goes, alright, you know, I'm just gonna put myself out there, fuck it. He's like, it's true, Lou, I love you. You got more 36 double D's on you than Bath Mint. Fucking faggots these days. Always. They all, you know, they all want to fuck me. All these stalkers want to fuck me. Now I know how it feels like to be Christy. They all, and that's what it really is. They love me so much, they want to fuck me. They can't have me because I'm straight. And they view me as some sexual object. And it's corny. So, yeah. For those of you that are not on the East Coast, it's been fucking cold here in New York. This one town in upstate New York, they got 36 below zero. 36 below zero. Yeah, where the fuck is the globe? I mean, I know everyone's been saying this. But where the fuck's the global warming you've been hearing so much about? You know, everyone's like, oh, we gotta worry about carbon emissions. You know, if carbon emissions make things hot, I would be fucking hanging my ass out the window and eating a lot of beans and eggs and you know, anything that made me gassy. Fuck it. Make it freaking 90 degrees, man. I remember during El Nino, we were getting all these weird patterns, these weird, weather patterns. Dude, this one weekend in January, it hit 80 degrees. I mean, people were wearing shorts in January in New York City. Shit was off the hook. The shit was fantastic. Fantabulous. Dude, it was... Ah! You know, 80 degrees in Gen... It's like, it was unheard of. People were going insane. But now this year, so far we've been getting shitted on by snow, talking about more snow tomorrow. I'm like, we still, you know, this is how fucking cold it's been in New York. We still got snow from the last snow, from the snowstorm we had on Christmas that paralyzed New York City. We still got that snow in snowbanks. We still got that shit. And then we still got snow from the snowstorm after that, and now we got new snow that came down today, this morning, and now they're talking about more snow starting tonight. Really, I'm about to walk around with the sign saying liberals can't give good weather forecasts. I was expecting a mild winter. I was expecting me to be able to wear shorts and walk around like an asshole in January. Seriously, I go nuts in warm weather. I really do. I love the summer. I love warm weather. I like to chill in the warm weather. This fucking cold weather, this cold weather we have, I swear to God, it's like when the wind chill, it makes it feel, it's like it's 40 degrees and the wind chill factor makes it a negative like 100 degrees. I'm pissed. I take that as a personal attack. It's like Mother Nature or God calling me a nigger if it's that cold outside. That's how pissed off I get with cold weather and when it snows. It's like someone says something bad about my mama. It really is. I see snow and I'm like, oh, fuck you. Fuck you. It's like, goodness, it would have been quicker to just call me a nigga. Just do it. You know, don't be, you know, it's all this snow that I gotta fucking throw salt on the ground and shovel it from the sidewalk, because if someone slips and breaks their ass, then they own the fucking building. And you gotta do it quick, too, because there are people out there that they're trying to sue. They will fucking either, they will throw themselves on the ground. They will fake a slip and break their ass just so they could sue you if you don't clean the sidewalk quick enough. So now that I know that there's going to be a snowstorm tonight, I gotta fucking be standing out there like a security guard with a flashlight and fucking try to shoo away every snowflake there. No. Yeah, more. You know why do gay guys hit on me? Why are all my stalkers gay? I mean, seriously. Why can't I get a hot chick to be my stalker? I mean, seriously, why can't I get a hot chick that wants to screw me in the good way that stalks me? I wouldn't mind that. But I get these gay motherfuckers asking me gay questions. It's like, come on, you know, help. Can you send a honeypot my way, please? Thank you. Oh, man. So, yeah, I gotta be careful, because, you know, I got some wise ass that, like, see a snowflake and fucking do the freaking Home Alone fall on the back. And so say, oh, shit, the Home Alone fall, you know, when they slip and, you know, the leg goes up in the air and they just land flat on their backs. Yeah. That's fucking wonderful. Love that shit. Anyway, speaking about cold weather and winter and all that, you know, there's this artist that that he's facing 15 years in jail for passing out, for trying to sell free speech material, and also, you know, recording his arrest, because they were arresting him, so he recorded the whole arrest. There's a video up on the site. Subscribe to the channel, because, I mean, this is fucked up. I mean, how, you know, I'm not a big fan of art. I'm not an art buff. You know, a painting on a canvas is just, you know, slabs of color. I mean, I am a big fan of comic book art, and I do have my favorite comic book artist, like Humberto Ramos. John Romita Jr., Todd McFarlane, he's alright. Jim Lee is fantastic. He's you probably heard of such comics such as Wildcats. He also did some art for the Batman, the Hush story arc. And then he did the Superman covers. Fantabulous. Fantastic work. So, yeah. I mean, I do appreciate that type of art, but, you know, but the fact that they're arresting him for, you know, selling shit on the street. Like, you can't sell nothing here, you know. And then the cops are so afraid of being caught doing something dumb. It's hilarious. It's like, come on. Yeah, it is worse than Nazi Germany in America. Where? So. Yeah. Thank you, Scorpio NorCal. Yes, I am a real Renaissance man. Thank you for listening today. So, we got 4 minutes left to the show. What else we got going on here? Freaking, whole half an hour of me bitching and complaining. I hate cold weather. Why can't it be May? Can't wait for fucking May. Oh, Jesus. Freaking start seeing chicks in the short skirts. I mean, in New York, when summer comes, you know, even if it hits like 65, the women in New York start walking around with no bras on. And they walk around showing skin. It's still fucking cold enough to get goosebumps. You know those goose pimples? But the chicks in New York, especially the town in my neighborhood, has gotten that much better. You know, bird watching. Because all bitches are pigeons. I'm just kidding. It's fantastic. Because, again, summer comes, New Yorkers go nuts. It's like, oh shit, it's warm! Take off clothes, get naked, now. And, hey. And women especially, they start shaving their legs, they stop looking like Sasquatch, you know, they shave their bush, shave under their armpits because they don't need all that warmth anymore. The furry bramble patches get its mode. And yeah, man, it's lovely. Lovely. You gotta love that. So, I look like Snooki. Not for nothing, I would bang Snooki. I've seen pictures of Snooki, and she's not an ugly girl. She really isn't an ugly girl. She, yeah. No. And I probably could get a girl like Snooki. If she wasn't famous. Anyways, getting 2 minutes left to the show. Like to thank everyone for listening. Let's go by the list. Casey, Diveman, Foxhound, Hard Charger, Jim. Jim bit my short, Aunt Christy. Like to thank Tattle for being a douche. Scorpio, a guest. See, now he's my friend now. Now he's my friend, see? He started out being a douche, and now he's my friend. See? I win everybody over. Because, you know, they all want to do me. And, yeah. So anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Saying mahalo.